have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Shout out D on the track, Paint Music Media. Shout out DJ Lee Productions, and I'm Al Ken. But if you a game changer, got my head high, my grind on high. Win, lose, or draw, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. 'Cause I'm a game changer. 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 I'm full court press. I pledge allegiance to the best. Ain't nothing left to give it that reverence that the Father gets. So every day I work the sweat. Can get a flesh another rest. They say go hard or go home. I say just do whatever's best. It's evident I'm blessed and I work like it. Fight like a Viking. Fight like a lichen. The difference is I like it, so I shine like I'm lightning. So I'm going head to head with certain death. Who you liking? Yeah. So it's time for coach to put me in. I'm strapping on my shoulder pads, lacing up my cleats, and then I'm gone with the wind. Like I'm gone in 60 seconds. You can't hold me, you can't check me. Check the memo, check the message running through. Like I'm baddest, I'm trucking whoever's standing in my way. Ain't no way you gon' stop me. You better off to let me in. 'Cause I go hard, even though they say no way that I could win. Like I'm Brett Favre, I'ma ride this game. My head to the sky, my grind on high. Win, lose, or draw, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. 'Cause I'm a game changer. 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 Yeah, I told you once before, my God came to change the game. Different outlook, hope to life, a different way to play the lane. Now my rushing yards is skyrocketing, now I'm so insane. For the kingdom building, now my shot, it cannot be contained. So I'm gon' pray for change, for myself and then what I can. I don't need no euros or no pesos or no money grams. Shout out to Wado, 'cause I know that he gon' play this fam. The FCA sports camp, game changer, summer jam. I don't need 100 grand to tell him that they need the lamb. It's heaven, it's just who I am. Al Kim, this where I stand. Man, I'm gon' play the fist, hit too deep to turn it quick. It's like I'm out from the trap to turn around, get back in it. Never that, that thought is sane. It's heaven, did your butt they chain. Like I'm Jack Johnson, the same year he changed his name. So I sacrifice my life for the cause, get the win. And if you a game changer, let me see my you head. Represent sky, my grind don't high. Win, lose, or draw, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. 'Cause I'm a game changer. 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 Now put me in, coach. 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 I'ma go hard.
I'ma go hard. I'ma go hard.
I'm a game changer. 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 I'm a game changer.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's go, let's go. Yeah.
Number one in the game. Who thought you ain't the same? Yeah. Never locked in a cage. I got millions at this age. Yeah. To the next stage. Get out of my face. Yeah. All these boys living strange. 'Cause they ain't no-
Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I'm telling you, it is so glad to be here with you just one more little old time. Wow, you know what? I say this a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. Pretty sure I say it all the time, but I really do mean it this time. Not that I didn't mean it the last time or that last time I said, this is the last time that it will be the last time. I really did miss you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. What a week it has been. But we've made it back right where we started the last time. And I'm so glad. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank Miss Kimmy Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform, which I use to help so many people. Elation Magazine, catch the wave, because it's only getting bigger and better. Now, again, I must go ahead and read you the disclaimer. As it states, hey, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you. Why? Because I'm not the one with the problem. Y'all the one with the problem. I'm perfectly fine. Y'all messed up and jacked up. I got everything under control. I'm a giver. I like to give. Help. I want you to be better, feel better, and do better. All right? So here we go. Now, this first segment, and you're welcome in advance, is a segment that is definitely, again, it goes without saying. It's one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. It is the Out of Order. Now, of course, the Out of Order has helped so many people to get their lives back in order, because you know what? They were just clueless. Now, Out of Order can be you. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be a coworker, someone you see at your local grocery store, a stranger in the street, someone you see at the local bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out things to people and situations to people that are out of order, so you can help them do what? Get in order. Now, keep in mind, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because, well, all of them are you, and you are totally out of order. Get your life right. Here we go. Out of order. Number one, if this is you, you are out of order. Let me tell you something. If your credit is so bad that you buy a car and they get you making daily payments, you out of order. So they don't even want to get, they don't even trust you. They don't even want to trust you weekly. They need money from you every day. Wow. Yeah. Get your credit right. Get that thing in order. Number two, if this is you, you are out of order. Look, if you take Viagra to get you up and then a muscle relaxer to calm you down, you out of order. Gee whiz, you talking about, you're going to mess around and find yourself stuck between a rock and a hard place. Number three, if this is you, you're out of order. If you go, if you go to a church that has a paid toilet, you out of order. Yes, you are. Find you another church. Ain't no God in that. If this is you, you're out of order. If you paying your church tithes with IOUs, see, that don't make no doggone sense. That ain't real money. Quit playing with the Lord. You out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If you wear dirty underwear outside of your clothes to air them out, that's nasty, disgusting, and out of order. If this is you, you showing up out of order. If you get caught stealing gas on a riding lawnmower, first of all, where the hell are you going on a riding lawnmower? How you trying to get away? You know what? He probably didn't even have to chase you. He just stood in the door and picked up a rock and hit you in the back of your head and knocked you off the mower. Come on now. Be smart. If this is you, you showing up out of order. Lord Jesus, if you in jail serving life and sending, if you in jail serving a life sentence and you got the nerve to be sending out your resume on Indeed. You know what? That don't make no sense. Look here. Even if you get the job, you're not going to be qualified. If this is you, you showing up out of order. You're in a homeless shelter complaining about the road. If this is you, you showing up out of order. If you just now getting last Christmas's layaway out. If this is you, you out of order. If your car smoking so bad, wow. When you pull up to a stop sign, somebody run up and pull you out through the window trying to save your life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need a new car or some major repairs. And finally, if this is you, you out of order. If your nose hair got dandruff. Yeah, that's nasty. You ain't washing your face, and you ain't blowing your nose enough. That's nasty and out of order. You're welcome. I told y'all I was here to help y'all, and I'm going to keep my words. This next segment, you're welcome in advance, is a segment that I was inspired to do about almost 7-8 months, between 7-8 months ago. And it was a segment that I call Why You Act Like. Meaning, basically, why you act a certain kind of way when we see something that's totally different from the way you acting? Come on now. People not blind. They can see the facade. They can see what's real. Ain't no future in your front. Quit pretending. People know you ain't got nothing. Why you act like? No. Number one, if this is you, I'm just telling you, please stop acting like that. Number one. Why you act like? Now look here. You showing off your new hair and nails. Why you act like you don't owe me $60? Okay. Yeah. Number two, why you act like? Okay, I give you a ride to work. You say thank you and get out the car. Why you act like that, wait a minute. Why you act like you didn't tell me you was going to give me some gas money? Oh, okay. Or even better yet, you give me a dollar for gas. You know what? You know what a dollar worth of gas will get you to the next house. Exactly. Number three, why you act like, Lord Jesus, your child suspended from homeschool. Why you act like he or she is a sweet little angel? First of all, if they suspended from homeschool, you basically then put them out. Stay homeless. Come on now. Number four, why you act like every time you look up, you in hometown buffet? Why you act like you trying to lose weight with your new diet? How you gonna lose weight and you're always at an all you can eat establishment? Trying to eat all you can. Come on. Number five, why you act like? Now, you got an empty space in your hairdo. Why you act like that ain't your piece of weave on the ground? You got the nerve to try to kick it and then put your foot on it so don't nobody see it. Come on now. Number six, why you act like? You wearing a face mask soaked in Listerine. Why you act like that don't be your breath stinking? Come on now. You know that's you. Number seven, why you act like? You up in front of your apartment digging stuff out of the dumpster. Why you act like you didn't just get evicted? Okay. Number eight, why you act like? You complaining up in Walmart, acting a fool, demanding to speak to a manager, mad because they won't let you get your layaway out. Why you act like 10 months ain't long enough time for you to pay something off and get that stuff out of the layaway? 10 months is more than enough time, okay? Matter of fact, that is too much time for you to have something in layaway. Number 9, why you act like? Look here. You smell like molded meat. Why you act like somebody else put them roaches in your car? You know them, your roaches. They look just like you. Anyway, finally, number 10, why you act like? You can't even spell GED. Why you act like you going to college? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't even spell GED, and you trying to act like you going to college. Let me tell you something. You can go, but they ain't going to let you stay. Get out of here, man. Come on. Quit faking the fuck. Ain't no future in your front, okay? Real, recognize real. Quit playing now. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all because I love you. And honestly, I just want you to be better and do better. This next segment, I tell you what, and again, you're welcome in advance. It's called Change Your Life. Change your life, because you know what? I've noticed that some people got some things going on in their life. It's just wrong. They're just wrong. Nothing good can come of it, okay? You headed for disaster. You going down the one-way street to nowhere. Change your life, okay? Do some things different. Switch some things up so you can get better results. Now, you know what? You could be the one that needs to change your life. Could be a family member. Could be a friend or a coworker. Could be a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation, because it really is, to point out things to people that's, you know, that's not right. Don't do that. That's not benefiting you. It's going to hurt you in the short or the long run. Change your life. Do better, be better. Here we go. If you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, that's because all of them are you. And you need to change your life. Here we go. Number one, change your life. If this is you, look here. You set up payroll deduct for your weed supplier. Change your life. Change your life. If you, you know what? I can understand. If you don't smoke weed, you're smoking weed. But now, come on. Come on now. If you got automatic payroll deduct to your weed supplier, so you don't even have to worry about the money, paying the money. You know it's always going to be there, and he going to always have it. Change your life. You're smoking too much weed. Number two, change your life. If your good plates are paper plates, change your life. Change your life. Change your life. That, you know what? How that's going to be your good china when it ain't even china. It's paper. Number three, change your life. If your wig got mold growing in it, come on, women, change your life and change your wig, okay? Number four, change your life. You spent your rent money on lottery tickets because you want to buy a house. Quit being stupid. Change your life. Number five, change your life. You filed bankruptcy on $680 worth of debt. You know what? If you don't pay them people at rental center, change your life. Number six, change your life. You trying to look younger, so you dye your armpit hair. Why are you going to dye your armpit hair? Who are you trying to show your armpit hair off to? You know what? Change your life. Number seven, change your life. If you complaining about the high prices at Dollar Tree, everything's a dollar. Were you bad because they a lot higher than the 99-cent store? It's just a penny. Number eight, change your life. You wondering why you can't get, oh my God, you wondering why you can't get Netflix on your flip phone. It's a flip phone. Change your life. Number nine, change your life. You share a face mask with your dog. That's what white people do. I ain't saying, I'm just saying that, yeah, okay, yeah. They will do it, though. Anyway, number 10, change your life. You get fired for stealing toilet paper from your job. That don't make no doggone sense. That, you, Yeah. Change your life. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for y'all because I love you and I just want you to be better and do better. And that's the only reason I'm doing this. Again, I'm here to help you, okay? Again, because I'm here to help you and I want you to be better, I've got a segment called What the Hell? Yes, it's simple. What the hell? You ever see something somebody doing, somebody wearing? And you just look at it and you say, what the? Like, what the hell? What they thinking? What are they doing? What they wearing? You know what? That's just what the segment's called. What the hell? It just makes you mad. It gives you that what the hell face. Here we go. Right. I'm going to go through these because I'm getting upset just thinking about it. Here we go. Number one, what the hell? You ask me a question. I give you the answer. You turn around and say, that don't sound right. What the hell? What you mean you don't? What you mean it don't sound right? Why you ask me a question? You asking me for an answer. If you don't know the answer and I give you the answer, how you know it don't sound right when you don't know what the right answer sounds like? Come on, what the hell? You better get away from me with that foolishness. Number two, what the hell? You outside in a coat and short pants. Yeah, I'm here to help everybody. White people, y'all know y'all do that. Y'all will be outside in some open-toed sandals, short pants, and a thick members-only jacket with your hands in your pocket. Come on now. What the hell? This one right here. What the hell? You take the $30 you borrowed from me to pay somebody else off. What the hell? If you don't get me my money, okay. Finally, what the hell? Why are you wearing running shoes? You in a wheelchair. I don't understand it. Why you, they don't even go together. You, you don't even need to, you know, it don't even make sense for you to wear walking shoes. You could be barefooted. I tell you what, why don't you do this? Why don't you invest in just nothing but house shoes? Again, what the hell? I also got some random thoughts for you tonight. Random thoughts are just that. They're my random thoughts. They ain't got nothing to do with nobody else but me. Okay? It's just things I think about that come to me, and I'm just like, might not make sense to you. Half the time, it don't make sense to me. Don't know even why I thought about it. Just came out of nowhere. That's why it's a random thought. It just randomly came out of nowhere. Here we go. Random thoughts. Why is it when white kids act up in school, they need counseling? But when black kids act up in school, they need either jail or the military. Random thoughts. Why did Michael Jackson always look like he had on too much baby powder? Random thoughts. Oh, why does Bruce Jenner want to be a man again when he was never a woman in the first place? And then how he win Female Athlete of the Year and you see him standing up there with a dress on, and you can see his boxers through his dress. What? Wow. Again, ain't got nothing to do with nobody. These are just my random thoughts. Okay. Finally, we come to the church announcements. Now, I invite you to please, if you don't have a church home, we invite you to come and worship with us. We'd love to have you, especially the tithes and the offerings, cream, cashews, everything around me. Cream, get the money, 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 dollar, dollar bill. But anyway, that's not what we all about. We're here to just go ahead and do the good Lord's work. Now, we invite you to visit and come worship with us and give praise with us in the sanctuary or as we stream live via the internet. For we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. I say we are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. I want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, on one accord. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that were not available or able to attend the sanctuary church services or don't have access to the internet, so they were not able to watch us as we stream. For the sick to dip it and the shed it up in. Also like to do church announcements for individuals that may have been in the church, in the sanctuary, or may have been watching us as we stream, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were actually busy worrying about stuff they had no business worrying about. Okay? Let me tell you what. Look here. I know y'all saw it. I know y'all saw it. I'm going to tell you right now. Nick and Larry, you's a sorry son of a... What you did was dirty. Now, here is Mother Pearline giving praises, got happy and excited for the Lord, and her teeth fell out. And you thought it funny to kick them under the bench. Come on now. I don't know what's going on in your life or in your heart, but that was nothing but the devil. Do something like that again, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you get to heaven, because I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Church is number one. Look here. Brother Sherman, please stop running and jumping around and shouting in the church. You already musty. So fuck it. That's number two. Bless her heart. Mother Pearline, quit handing out boiled eggs to these kids. Something don't feel right about that in my spirit. Quit handing these kids boiled eggs. Now, that's number three. Deacon Johnson, quit bumming cigarettes off me, and you ain't never got none for me to bum off you. Hell, I want to be a bum sometime, too. Sister Tanya, my son Lamont ain't your baby daddy. He has no problem taking a DNA test. Just let him study first for it. Church announcement. Look here. There will be no more bingo at the church. We didn't know that Deacon Lonnie can't read letters. Church announcement. Sister Linda, please, and I do this, please stop wearing your wig cocked to the side. It don't look cute. Church announcement. Brother Benson, let me catch you walking up behind the first lady while she bent over. Let me catch you doing it again. If I catch you again, I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you twice. I mean, I'm going to catch you with a left and a right. Church announcement. Mother Julie how can I put this in a Christian way? Mother Julie, you smell like you got too many cats in your home. Yeah. Finally, we get to the part of the church announcements that I always look forward to, not looking forward to. It's the building fund. As you know, the building fund has so much to offer. It offers a little bit of everything. It's intrigue, mystery, humor, drama, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, "Your guess is as good as mine." Wow. If that didn't say it all, I don't know what did. Well, thank you all for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Now, like I always like to do, I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. So I said, all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. And it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously, really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. Thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way? That way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Which room is that? Man, wherever you feel sick at, stupid. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we could ever love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us, keep us, and strengthen us. Continue to be an encompassing presence in our everyday lives. Order our steps in your will and your way, and we will be mindful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. Now, you all have a great rest of your Sunday. And you know what? Start your week, you know what, with a smile and a joy in your heart, a pep in your step, yeah, a laughter in your lungs. Y'all have a great week, and I tell you what, I'm already missing you, and I ain't even let you go yet. I'll see you next week, next Sunday, more Nuts with more Dre, because, well, I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite and put on a little bit more weight. You guys take care, and I love you, and there's nothing you can do to stop my love. My love hurts. It's pleasure and it's pain. All right? You guys take care. Be blessed and not stressed. Good night.
Chill, fam. niggas in the house, calling all praises and dances to the eye. We ain't another world, we tryna take it over. You ain't about that life, I suggest you move over. The Lord is the strength of my life. I'ma dance, I'ma praise, I'ma worship all night.
He's exalted.
Yeah, I'ma praise until I'm exhausted. Don't let the rocks cry out. Keep them heads bobbing, I'm talking bobblehead. Get the elbow popping, or you can walk with it. What a usher gave the first lady feeling it. The diggings on the wall and the motherboards worshiping. Praise is our weapon, so that's why we dancing. The Lord's been good to me. Now ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party while we rock to the G-O-D. Now give it up to him.
Jump around the altar, shout around the altar, run around the altar, give praise to the Father. Praise is our weapon, we love rapping Jesus, we dance in the spirit till like I can hear it.